Hello, and welcome to the podcast. What is up, guys? This is Michael, and welcome to the Three Guys in Ties podcast.
This is Matt.
And we have a special guest host with us today, Bennett.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, so glad
Bennett,
to be here.
Bennett is a friend of Matt and myself, and he's been a longtime listener, first-time caller, as they say on the radio. Sorry for that corny joke. Thank you for coming in and recording with us today, Bennett.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. Glad to chat it up with you boys.
Yeah,
I'm real excited for it. You guys ready to just... I got like a special surprise for our first question. You guys just want to go for it?
Yeah, jump into it.
All right. Would you guys rather have to wear a clown wig or clown shoes every single day for the rest of your life?
That's a tough question because both of those are...
Michael just put on a clown wig.
Michael has a clown wig. Does it have to be that one? Does that
have
to be rainbow
colored? It has to be specifically this clown wig.
Okay.
Also, I pick a clown wig.
Okay, talk about the let's talk about the shoes real quick. Like,
you know,
can I go barefoot?
No.
Like at the beach?
I mean, yeah, dude. Like, if you're in a place where you would normally be barefoot, you can be barefoot. I just put my headphones on over the clown wig, and it's not working anyway. But if you're in a place where you would normally be barefoot, like the beach or like in the shower, yeah, you're
right.
Good.
But like the only pair of shoes I can wear are those, right?
Like size 27.
Well,
shoes.
I mean, you have more than one pair of clown shoes.
Right, but I can't.
You have your dress clown shoes, your running
your
clown,
wear clown shoes,
my flip flop clown shoes,
your flippy floppies. Okay. No, you don't have flippy floppies.
Okay.
Think of how
I'm just thinking of like, and not that I do this now, but in the event I decide to try to be healthy somewhat, and I'm like, oh, I should start running, get in some cardio. It's gonna be real hard in clown shoes. Maybe you do elliptical.
That sounds like a Stairmaster if I've ever heard one.
No, going up the stairs in clown shoes? Are you kidding me?
Think of how...
I think you have to walk up backwards at that point. I don't think you can go up the stairs.
Hey, the only thing standing in between you and your goals is you, Bennett. So if your goal is to walk up those stairs, you walk up them
backwards.
Bold
statement.
I'm going
with the clown wig.
Yeah,
I'm going with the clown wig.
So you're going to show up to like a job interview.
Yep.
You're going to walk into
Dude,
a
Dude, I'll
a
have
restaurant.
So much confidence. Okay, it'll be hard for a period of time, but then think of...
Dude, this thing is burning my head up, and I've had it on for...
Think of the expectations you exceed.
We've only been recording for 2.5 minutes, and I'm sweating right now.
Think of the expectations you exceed, though, right? Like, you go to law school, and then you walk in the courtroom, and everybody's like, what is going on? Who is this guy? And then you just dominate?
You think a law firm's going to hire you if you are wearing a clown wig?
Private. You do your own thing.
You think somebody's going to hire you as their attorney if you're wearing a clown wig?
If you're good enough for your job,
yeah, dude,
they'll hire you. Whether
or you just get like real dedicated to a sport, right?
Dude, a bouncy ball just fell out of the clown wig. I don't know where that came from.
Like you could be like a kicker in the NFL.
What is with you and the kicker? That's what you talked about last week.
This is the easiest like entry.
You're
into...
like, if I went back in time, I'd be a kicker.
Oh, yeah, same. Dude. I have 5-6 concussions. I don't want those, and I wouldn't have had them if I was a kicker.
Think how long you could play, you know?
With just a clown
years.
Wig or just
with
being a kicker?
With being a kicker, but a clown wig too. Like,
you can't kick in clown shoes,
yeah,
Michael.
Exactly.
I mean, that's fair, I guess.
It goes back, and we've had these debates before, but for me, it goes back to the clown shoes would affect me more in my day-to-day everything, whereas a clown wig would affect other people's opinions of me, which inherently could affect me, yes.
100%. So here's my thing. You're always, anytime anyone looks at you, they're always going to see the clown wig. But you could sneak by with the clown shoes. People wouldn't notice sometimes.
Dude, if you get jacked enough... And you wear a clown wig, people are like, well, I mean...
That's you're just thing. The guy with the
like,
clown
think of the
wig.
Like think of The Rock started wearing a clown wig exclusively.
It's too late for that.
Nobody's going
to
F
you
with
You have
the Rock.
To come up with the clown wig. People have to know you when you're a small boy like me.
Actually, I would just lean into wig. It and become a clown.
I mean, you could do that also, but then you still have to wear the clown shoes. Now you got to put the whole ensemble.
Yeah, but I'm getting paid.
True.
Yeah, this is true. No, but think of like the cowboy in New York, the naked cowboy, whatever the hell he is. The guy who walks around with a guitar in New York City in his underwear, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, that's his thing.
Do you think he lost a bet and he just had to do that one time and then made tons of money and now he just...
And that's his thing now?
That's his thing.
Dude, what kind of a bet do you have to lose to walk around Times Square in your underwear with a guitar?
I mean, if you're in relatively decent shape, it's probably not... I don't know. I just don't really care about other people's opinions enough.
I'm just saying, dude. Like, that's just uncomfortable. I mean, New York gets a little nippy up there.
But yes, that's the thing. Is like, it's November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, whether you care about people
and shrinkage, you know? Boys, shrinkage is not gonna look good.
No, I mean, you got a lot of things working against you. It's not a fun time, all in all.
So if you're a street performer, would you rather have to be the naked cowboy guy or like one of those people that paint themselves head to toe? And have to be like robotic.
That'd probably be that guy.
The like statuesque people. I don't think I could stand still.
I'm not musically inclined at all.
I would go cowboy. First off, I'm not very artistic, so painting myself would probably end up looking like...
I would use the wrong paint and pass out after 20 minutes.
Because I couldn't breathe. I'd
get lightheaded.
Would you rather be a street mime or a street clown?
Mime.
Is this like forever? Or is
I mean, just like, it's your day job.
It's day job.
Nine to five, Monday through Friday. Sometimes you got to work on the weekends.
Sometimes on the weekends.
Mime. Because I could... Here's the thing. If you wake up and you're just not feeling work that day, you just don't talk to anybody. It's your job to not speak. So you're just out there going through the motions.
I was
going to
say, that's literally in the job listing.
Exactly. But if you're a clown and you wake up and like your dog that you've had for 15 years dies and you just don't feel like it, but you got to go work...
That's why they wear the smile.
Yeah, but you're going to have to bust out the stupid clown voice, bro. I'm not doing that.
No, dude, you have to be a clown. I just heard your clown voice. That was golden.
But what if you need to talk to somebody that day and you can't talk to somebody?
You mime it, bro. Sign language.
Bro, okay, have you guys seen Detective Pikachu?
No.
Okay, well... Shout out to Detective Pikachu. Anyway,
you're like, well, never mind then.
Well, no, I mean, there's a funny Mr.
Fuck me.
There's a Mr. Mime scene in there, and it's really funny. But you know what,
dude? Mr. Whatever. Mime was always, I always thought he was pretty dope.
Mr. Mime is cool. He's
psychic and ice, right?
Or is he just that's psychic? Jinx. That's psychic and ice. I think Mr. Mime is just straight up psychic. Man,
what a Pokemon.
What a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy. No, so
okay,
I saw
base 150. You could pick any of them as your starter. Who do you pick?
As my starter?
Well, okay, it's just like how Pikachu is
Mewtwo.
To Ash.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, how Pikachu is with Ash.
Okay. So you're asking like what my favorite Pokemon is?
Essentially. Well, yes, but also you have to factor in like you're going to be doing battle with this thing, that kind of stuff.
Do I get to evolve it?
I mean, yeah, but you might as well just pick the evolved form.
Haunter. I know he evolves again. I know.
Okay.
But Haunter's my
favorite. Yeah, you'll trade him to me and I'll have Gengar.
Haunter is my favorite.
I have a very specific question for you about that.
Okay.
Is it Gen 1?
Yeah, base 150 Gen 1.
Oh, yeah.
Hypno.
Dude.
That's a fighting psychic?
That dude was pretty cool.
I think he's just psychic in Gen 1.
Oh, really?
I think he's just psychic in general.
He's just psychic in Gen 1, but in Gen 1, special was its own stat.
Okay.
And he had the highest special.
Gotcha.
But
see, I just think
of sleep on Alakazam, though. Alakazam was the fastest, so he had... And there was that Gen 1... There was a glitch in Gen 1 where the higher their base speed was, the more likely they were to critical. So Alakazam was like probably the best one in that generation.
He was... Okay, he was my favorite. Well...
Hypno or Alakazam?
Alakazam, if you exclude Mewtwo. Mewtwo is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mewtwo... Yeah, let's take legendaries out of this conversation.
Kind of
legendaries are just not in the
conversation. We're taking them out. Okay. So, of the remaining ones, Alakazam was always my favorite.
Okay,
right?
I respect that.
But when I think like, okay, this is my Pokemon, like I'm thinking of how useful overall it's going to be, right? So if I go with a Dragonite or a Charizard, I can fly. He can fly.
Yeah,
I can cut. Like we can do all kinds of stuff.
You know, Dragonite in like Gen 1 was, or not just Dragonite, there was like one dragon move
in
all of Gen 1. Just Dragon Rage, did 40 damage. That's all it was. Like, of the like OP of OP classes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's only one dragon move. Now, who's your favorite first generation starter? So you got Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle?
That's tough because...
The best one's Bulbasaur.
Yeah, the best one's Bulbasaur. My favorite was probably Charizard or like Charmander, But like, he was also the worst one because when he fully evolves, he has 4 times weakness to a bunch of different things.
He does.
To rock,
yeah.
And then weaknesses to all other sorts of things.
That is
like
true.
Lightning, ice, water. Yeah.
My favorite growing up was Charizard, but then I got into Sword and Shield really heavily and played a lot of competitive in there. Not ashamed. Squirtle. Into Blastoise. You can't beat it. Blastoise is the best starter.
So when I was like a kid and like I was playing, my cousin and I were like, who got me into games. He's like 5 or 6 years older than me. So he would find a game that was awesome and actually know how to play it. And then be like, hey, you should play this. And I'd have no clue what was going on. But
yeah, I couldn't read, but I was still playing
the first
Pokemon,
Pokemon I got was blue version. So I picked Squirtle.
Yeah.
And dude, rocked with Blastoise for the longest. But nowadays, like if I start an emulator or something, I go Bulbasaur.
Yeah. Bulbasaur I think's the best starter in Gen 1, but
on like the competitive scene and everything, what I would do with Blastoise was I used an ability called Shell Smash, which completely tanked all of your defensive attributes, but it gave you a crazy bump to your offensive attributes. So like you lose like 2 stages of defense and special defense, but you get 2 stages of speed, attack, and special attack. So you could one-shot anything, and you always went first after that. It was fun. Good old times.
Seems a little busted.
Did you, what did you name your rival? Like, did you name it like some, or did you just let it be Gary?
Usually just let it be Gary.
Yeah.
I named it after my brother every time, and I still do. Shout out to you, Robert.
That's fair.
I swear, like, every time I emulate it, it's always Robert. And I'll like, half the time, if I emulate it on my phone or something, I'll screenshot it and be like, hey, I'm going to kick your ass again.
Nice.
Spoiler, I always win.
My cousin and I always just, our rivals were one another. So very similarly, I guess.
Fucking Gary, dude.
Don't you love him?
Smell you later.
God, they dude, have some. Okay, I have another one. Speaking of my brother, by the way, that just made me think of it. So he gave me this one yesterday. Also, happy belated birthday. Would you rather be haunted by Annabelle or haunted by Chucky?
Chucky.
Okay, first off, you're talking to the dude who like can't sleep when he watches a scary movie. So,
perfect.
This is a very bad question for me.
I think it's a timing thing, but Annabelle, I guess it may be just because it's newer, is just so much more creepy to me.
That's fair. I feel like, I don't feel like Annabelle kills people.
Chucky does straight murder people.
And Chucky's got a whole little girlfriend thing going. Like, there's two of them.
I don't understand how Chucky can, like, get away with it when he's a doll. I don't understand how people just can't, kill him.
Annabelle can, like...
Yeah, she's like a...
Aspirate and, like, go through walls and disappear
and
shit.
Like a demon or something like that.
Apparition.
Chucky's just a fucking...
Doll.
Porcelain doll.
I think I would just take Chucky and take my chances. I probably wouldn't die with Annabelle, but I...
Okay, this
Here's my thing with Chucky.
Unpopular opinion on this. I would... I can't believe I'm about to say. I would rather die by Chucky, like, right out of the gate than be haunted my entire fucking life. Like, yeah, just kill me. I don't want to be scared forever.
Well, here's the thing with Chucky. Okay, what's he going to do? Stab you in the leg and then just fucking kill him? Like, break him?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you fall.
That's
like,
my thing. Melt the guy.
Yeah. You at least have a shot. I feel like with Annabelle, it's like, you don't die, but then, you know, you're 80 years old and you've been...
Dude, I'm not trying to be scared for
your entire life.
You just turn around, Annabelle's, like, sitting there just staring at you. You're like, oh.
Yeah. I wonder if you become, like, just so used to her being around, right?
I mean, you got to. Then she's going to get creative.
That you're just like, oh, floating dead person. You know, how creepy.
In SpongeBob, whenever he's getting haunted by the green guy, the ghost, the Flying Dutchman.
Yes,
the Flying Dutchman. And he's like sitting there haunting him for,
gets to a point.
And SpongeBob's just walking by. He's like,
desensitized completely.
The Flying Dutchman's pulling out all the stops. He's like, cannot scare SpongeBob. And he's just getting so upset. Do you think Annabelle would do that and then just like hire Chucky to kill you? I don't know. Like,
look, I'm just, if I die early, I die early, but at least I have a shot. I don't want to get haunted for my entire life. That's my take.
Yeah. What's the scariest movie you guys have ever seen?
The Ring in second grade.
That's a good, Okay, as an adult, what's the scariest movie you've ever seen? Because any movie at that age is probably the scariest movie you've ever
Not
seen.
Not many, because I watched The Ring in second grade.
That is fair. You know, I've never seen The Ring. I don't even know what happens in that one.
I don't know. There's just some lady crawling out of a TV, and I was good.
And there's a ring somewhere.
And it's like a well.
Sounds like a poltergeist.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about. I have. Oh yeah, I know why you don't watch
Ring.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Is there like some village or something? Like
I don't remember. I was too scared.
Dude, I feel like
it's like the girl crawls out of the TV. You see this. You get this video or whatever. Is it a call or a video?
It's like a phone call.
You get a phone call, kidding. And then you have you're going to die in 7 days. Is essentially
is the ring like a phone ring, or is it like a
and then like your TV will ring turn ring. On and there'll be a ring and a girl will crawl out of your TV and do the whole like head twitch, the long black hair.
Oh, normal stuff.
Yeah, and then get you. But apparently at the ring, like that, you see that, but her origin was like she got put in a well or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know what movie I'm thinking of, but there was a movie that my parents were watching when I was super young. And I just I walked in the living room and some shit was happening in a village and this person was peeling their face off. And I don't know what the fuck that was.
But that's your scariest movie.
No, I remember I was probably 8 or 9 and I see this and I'm like, wow, there's ratings on movies for a reason. And I walked away. Like it was awful. I didn't care for that at all. So. I'd like to know what movie that was, though.
That's tough.
Yeah.
What's yours, Michael?
Do you have yours lined up? Because I got to think about it.
I'm thinking about mine.
The first Conjuring was really good, scary. The first Insidious, the first couple Insidiouses, the first two Insidiouses were really good and scary to me. What's that one with the tapes? The reels? We've talked about it on this podcast before. And I
Paranormal? Cannot...
No.
I know what you're talking about. Ah. They listen to the feedback in it.
No, and... it's like the boogeyman. Oh, yeah, I guess it's like the boogeyman.
Have you guys seen Candyman?
Son of a bitch.
Not the new one. Is the new one out yet? Or?
No, I haven't seen it. I don't know. I didn't even know there was a new one.
Yeah, the new one looks just kind of like a
Saw
movie.
That old school one where you say it 5 times and he gets you. So in one scene in that movie, he's got bees on him. And they wanted to use real bees. And so he was like, yeah, we'll do it. But every time I get stung, I get $1,000. And he got stung like 40 times or something.
That's a quick way to make 40 grand. I love it.
I'll take it.
Would you take 40 bee stings for $40,000?
Yeah, yes. Dude, I've been stung for free. multiple times.
I've paid to be stung before. I went to the zoo one time and got stung. So...
Dude, okay, so I'm 12, okay? We had a pool. I might have been a little younger. No, think about it. And I was I didn't have a cell phone because I was walking to my neighbor's house like a child. Anyway, so I walked up to my neighbor's house. I had my basketball shorts on. I'm ready to go swimming. And they had
swimming in basketball shorts?
Yeah, boy. You never swam in basketball shorts before?
That's Boys and Girls Club YMCA type stuff.
Yeah.
You never swam in basketball shorts before?
I typically just use swim trunks.
Okay.
I've swam in a buddy's basketball shorts because I didn't bring swimming trunks.
I was at home at a pool. I was 9 or 10. Yeah. It is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you put on your blue jeans and go for a nice swim.
The basketball.
Nothing like swimming with a jacket on, right? The water's cold sometimes, Michael.
I put on my snowboarding gear sometimes and just dive on in.
Your clown shoes.
Clown shoes and wig.
You could swim better with clown shoes.
You could. You have more of the
They'd be like
the flippers.
Fins. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, the basketball shorts are relevant to this story, even though you are making fun of me for it. So I'm on their porch, and they have these two trees next to their porch. And I'm knocking on the door hey, you guys want to come in? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, a fucking bee flies up the back of my shorts and stings me on my butt cheek,
dude,
10 times. And I didn't get paid 10 grand for that, so I want a refund.
Dude, I was mowing last year, and a bee flew up my shorts and stung me.
Dude, is it not the worst? Dude, okay, so...
Well, here's the part that I was scared about, is it stung me, and I felt it, and I knew what happened, but I'm outside. I'm not going to pull my shorts down outside. And so I'm doing the whole SWAT thing, literally running into my house. I bust into the house. Shelby's sitting there, is startled. And I'm stripping off my clothes. And she's like, what's happening?
Dude, it's
it's on
worst.
Right now. No, I got stung.
Dude, like I said, I'm 9 or 10. I did the same thing. I'm outside. I can't just
exactly
flash the neighborhood. So I run across the cul-de-sac. into my parents' house, and I'm like, my dad's like, what's happening to you? And I'm like, I don't know, my butt hurts. And like, I'm yelling.
I went to the neighbors and now my butt hurts.
That's probably something you shouldn't say.
Dude, I'm like freaking out.
It was like 10 times it happened, Dad.
Just two old dads fighting in the yard.
Oh my god. My dad's like, what the hell's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. Anyway, so that gets dealt with, and I now wear swimming trunks when I go swimming. So
smart.
Yep.
Do like the mesh ones that the mesh underwear thing.
Gotta protect, because like looking back, I'm thinking, I'm like, thank you for flying up the back end. You know, like,
yeah, it could have been.
It could have been substantially worse.
That would have been a different conversation with Dad.
That would have been.
I went to the neighbors and I hurt in the front now.
Oh, geez. Oh, dude, I got stung when Kayla and I were dating. We were at her friend's house swimming, and we had just gotten pizza. And I mean, when I say we were dating, I mean, this was like day one, maybe day two dating. Like, we had just started dating. And I'm just chilling by the pool about to get a slice of pizza. And I get stung on the belly button by a bee, and
like inside or like on the
like
the lip,
the like lip on the lip, button. Yeah, on like the lip. But I it yeah, dude, I get stung on the lip of the.
Do
belly
you have an innie belly button or an outie belly button?
An innie. Anyway, I don't know why I looked at you the way I did when I said that. But
I'm not your neighbor, buddy. Relax. So anyways, you get stung in front of your new girlfriend, so you have to pull the tough guy card, right?
Bro, no, I have a little bitch when it came to
what was that even? I don't know,
dude. Like, you get
is that
stung,
a bullet? I think maybe.
Let me tell you what happens when you get stung in the belly button. You are ready to fight everything. You are so mad at everything.
You're throwing pizza.
Dude, I was like, what the fuck happened? Why did this happen to me? I'm cursing God. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah,
that led me right here. Dude, that hurt worse than my butt. And I got stung 10 times on the butt, and that hurt worse than the butt.
I think your butt's kind of tailored for like yeah. You get shots and that kind of stuff.
You're playing baseball, you get pegged there. It's like, it's nice and meaty, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Your belly button is not ready for punishment.
No. Oh. No, that sounds rough.
Oh, God.
If you guys had to live in a video game, like you're the protagonist of that game, whatever game you decide, what do you pick? But like, you have to live your life there. And
whole life.
I was thinking about this earlier, and at first I'm like, oh, I would do, you know, I'd be Skyrim and I'd have magic and be able to just murder stuff. But you die in Skyrim.
Oh, are we like taking the video game rules out of it? Like, you don't come back?
You don't come back.
Okay. You live there.
You live
that
there.
That adds a new element.
Exactly.
You go to Grand Theft Auto and some 12-year-old in fucking California is going to blow you up. Like
Grand Theft Auto sounds dope. You've got infinite money. There's really only like a couple stores you can go to in the game. They'd probably get boring.
You can rob them all, though.
I mean, yeah, but what that like... Cluck and Bell, and
I have a casino now, at least.
Dude, the casino's dope.
The casino
there.
Is dope. I won the car on the casino last time I played.
Did
I
was, you really?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played in like a year, but
like, I think I would have a gambling addiction because I get on there and just go and bet on the horses for like hours.
Dude, you're playing.
I do nothing else.
You have a gambling addiction, but it's a fake gambling addiction.
Yeah,
it's
but like... then I play this Final Fantasy game and they have like a casino in there as well.
Yeah.
And dude, that's all I've done on that game for like a week now. Like, forget every
gambling,
other portion of it.
Yeah. Gambling fake money away.
Yeah, yeah. So probably that's best funny. I don't go to a casino.
I guess my realistic answer is gonna be like Animal Crossing or something. Like, if I'm
that
just,
would be
if
a very
going,
chill existence.
If I'm
yeah.
just going for existence, like, you don't die in Animal Crossing, so like I live forever. I don't know. This is also the same guy who got burnt out of Animal Crossing after a week and a half of playing it, so don't listen to me, but
dude. Pokemon. Yes.
My man.
Pokemon.
I have an old school answer for you.
You don't die in Pokemon.
Old school answer.
Your pets get murdered, though. But, you know.
I get new pets. There's infinite. Go ahead.
RuneScape.
That'd be interesting.
That would be a good one.
I would just fish all the time.
Yeah, fish. You can chop some wood, light some fires, yeah. Like mine some more, dude.
I was thinking,
cook some dinner.
I don't really,
you know, it'd just be like normal life, except you get to kill things every now and then.
I don't really play Minecraft, but I thought about that as an option because, like, you can just build anything you want.
That'd be cool too,
dude. Okay, so here's the thing. I've put some time into survival Minecraft at points of my life, and ain't nothing like spending 3 days building a house. Then you get out of your mind, and then there's like three creepers in there, and
see, that's the thing, is that's what turned me off from Minecraft, because again, I haven't really played the game, but when I did, when it got night, I was a little freaked out. You could do a sports game.
I was thinking that, but like, so I was thinking like NBA, like 2K, right? It's like, okay, you make millions of dollars, you're just playing basketball, it's like you just be doing that, but like,
and then you go to the court, dude, and flex on everyone.
Yeah. I just had kind of an old schooler one, like Tony Hawk, like Underground,
like pro 2. Skater, or like,
bro. Like Underground 2, where like you're going to Berlin, you're traveling around.
That'd be pretty cool too.
Tony Hawk Underground, where you like one of the head options, you just are two eyeballs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that one could be fun.
that's my thing. I'm
but,
doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it really.
It's hard to pick a game if you're taking dying into consideration. Because, like, the real answer is like, oh, Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pokemon would be cool.
Animal Crossing. Yeah, to live in Stardew Valley. World. You know, right. Stuff like that.
Okay, so the video game rules apply. You don't die forever if you die. It's not a...
I mean, then the move is, like, just a straight-up open-world game, like Grand Theft Auto. I don't know, man. Like, if you could really go endless at this point.
Yeah.
As long as you're willing to, like, grind it out. If you do, like, a WoW or something like that, you got to grind it out. But, like, as long as you're willing to do it. But it's your life. Who cares? You don't have a job. That's your life now.
Maybe, like, The Sims.
Oh, yeah. That's a responsible pick. Even with dying.
But then you're just...
Like, you'll die, but it's, like...
But then you're just living life again.
In a simulation. Yeah.
What is the best Sims game?
I have no clue.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. The Sims 2, but...
Is it? I don't really play.
I played the first one, the second one, and I played the third one, and the fourth one I played for 42 minutes, and that was 41 minutes of away time. So,
I got a question for you, boys.
Let's hear it.
If you split the United States in half...
Ooh, okay.
The western side against the eastern side, who wins?
Western. Yeah.
I'll
take the hot take, because Texas and California fall on the western side.
If you cut it in half, Texas is about half on east and half on west.
Okay.
So really it boils down to California. Versus New York.
I mean, the west has California, they win.
I'm going east. Dude, so, okay, there's a stereotype of northerners being assholes for a reason.
And then
there's also a stereotype of Southerners being rednecks for a reason, right?
Okay, everyone has guns, though. That's
you got a higher population. Think of Portland. Think of California just as a state. You've got way more democratic mindsets out there, way more just pacifist, you know, peaceful type mindsets. Now, obviously, that's not the case. You also have gangbangers and all that kind of stuff. But, dude, east side... You don't have there's no Portland in the east. Like, there's no, like, just straight hippy dippy town. Everybody's chill. Colorado, super chill.
But Colorado's
chill.
Still on, like, the
west.
I think Colorado's still on the west. It's, like, left of Texas. So.
Yeah,
so,
dude, no, that's what I'm saying. West wins. And here's my thing. Okay.
I think they're too chill, bro.
Okay, so the west wins. Where let's make a line somewhere. Where is the line at?
It's, like, I think it's... It's like middle. Let me pull up a map real quick.
Yeah, pull up a map on the.
Yeah, I can just do it on the computer. Hold on. We will be back after I get the map pulled up.
So right, you cut it in half. I think it's like you get a little bit of the panhandle.
You're right here.
Yeah. So like you still have like Dallas, Austin, Houston on the east side, but then like west side you have.
Yeah.
Like, there is Texas. It's still a little bit Texas, but it's like New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming, Idaho.
Yeah, so the cities you know in Texas are on the east side.
Exactly.
I'm still going west side because of Colorado, because you do have bigger populations in Colorado. You have New Mexico. You have Arizona, L.A., Las Vegas, Sacramento, San Fran, Portland, Seattle, all that. All these big, high-population states. Now, we have a couple on the east, don't get me wrong, but let's say east side of that line, 70% of the people own guns, right? Okay? It's a smaller half of the pie. So yeah, 70% of that population may own guns. They might only be 50% on the west side, but there's so many more people. They're going to have more guns on the west side. Also,
the
Tupac
one thing, the
for
one
life.
Thing I'm anyway. Thinking about is Silicon Valley and the amount of money that's in the west.
That's fair. That's like, a good point.
Because really,
yeah, you're
money
have more
wins
billionaires.
Wars.
But like,
money wins wars.
If you
period.
Think about that too, New York has Wall Street. So.
And the National Treasury is on the East Coast.
East Coast as well.
So we really have all the money on the East Coast.
No, but here's the thing, dude. You have all the billionaires in the West.
Yeah, but if you control the National Treasury,
sure,
they have
sure.
no money because okay. their money is really. It's not like they have a tangible billion. They've got based off of the gold in the National Treasury.
Really what this boils down to is, do you guys like Tupac or Biggie Smalls more?
Biggie.
Look, I don't think that's what it boils down to.
It boils down to
a
bit.
Biggie.
Look, I think the East wins. I think, okay, even if the West has more population, which I'm not sure it does.
I feel like it does.
I don't know. You would be assuming that they were like the North in the Civil War, right? Where they just throw people at the East side. And it's like, oh, we're just going to have more people than you. And yeah, you may kill three of us and we'll kill one of you, but we have more than that.
It worked for them.
You're right. It worked.
It did work.
But there, I don't know if the West would do that. I don't know if the West is like,
I mean,
willing
I don't know.
To sacrifice. Hey, you know, if we die 4-1, we still win, you know? I don't know if people would be willing to
I don't
say.
Know, man. There's some rednecks across this
I think
country.
There's something
a lot of people
about
got guns and we don't.
Growing up in like Wisconsin in yeah. that kind of weather, Detroit, New York, Jersey, all those like those. It seems like places that have just super harsh, harsh winters like that.
Chicago, too, is on the east side.
Yeah, produce a.
Yeah, I guess Chicago is. Yeah.
Like those people seem just harder. They just seem like tougher individuals.
Yeah, it's just -20 typical
day. I mean,
day,
dude, like, you can't make that argument because, like, you have...
Yeah, but
I mean,
think about the people
North
in
Dakota,
Seattle.
Montana, Seattle.
Yeah, North Dakota, all 14,000 people.
Hey, they have like a million total. That's funny.
I've been to malls more populated in North Dakota.
Speaking of malls, go see our sponsor, Uday, at the Nutty Java.
Nutty
use, our
Java.
Use our promo code, SCURVY10, for 10% off your entire order. Anyway, so let's talk about...
Bennett,
like,
what's your take on scurvy?
My take on scurvy.
Let me ask you this. Really, like, serious question. Just take the smile off your face. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready. Bring it.
What's the over-under? You go in the ocean, you get scurvy.
That's tough, right? It's because it's like... Are we allowed to make stops? Because if you make stops, you're buying fruit.
You can stop in the middle of the Atlantic, but like,
okay, I would say like 6 months to a year, probably.
Yeah, I know nothing about scurvy.
That's my guess.
For
I
someone who's
either.
Talked about scurvy on this is episode 11, probably the first 9. I know nothing about scurvy.
It is a good point, but I think the fact that you've made that point so many times, just bring a couple oranges along, you know?
Yeah.
A couple oranges for everybody.
No, I'll be
you know?
Good.
We're okay.
If I'm the captain of the ship, don't worry. We're going to have oranges, lemons.
Yeah.
We're going to spice it up with some
this
limes,
is a
boy.
Fruit boat.
Yeah. What do you think we sell it? You know, we sail yeah. across the Pacific with, why the Pacific? We on the, around the east. Anyway, we're sailing
see,
with
because you're
fruit.
So west-minded now.
I guess
changed,
so,
because
Tupac's better
you know
than Biggie. No. So you really like Biggie more than Tupac?
I do.
Who
yes.
do you like more?
Probably Biggie. I know like more of Biggie's lyrics, so I'd say Biggie.
That's fair. That's fair. I like them both.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
They're both great. Here's the thing with Biggie. One is the first one I listened to between the two.
Yeah.
Two, his style I like. Like I like his voice a little bit more. I like his style a little bit more. Tupac makes better points.
Yeah.
Like he's way more like political and poignant in that way. I hate to equate it to this. He's like Malcolm X and Biggie's like Martin Luther King, right? So Tupac makes very solid points, but Biggie seems a little more palatable.
Biggie did write Who Shot Ya, and then Tupac came back with Hit 'Em Up. So I agree with the point that you're making right there because he was like, hey, I didn't shoot you, and Tupac was like, I'm going to fucking murder you. So.
I think Tupac was more like a better, like more political, right? So
yeah.
just like more, I don't even know the word for it. A better serious kind of rapper, I guess, where Biggie, I think, as a rapper, was a better rapper.
I agree.
Like, he could just Dude, he could just go off.
What's your favorite Biggie Small song?
God, I don't even know.
Suicidal Thoughts.
That's a good one.
That is the best.
That's a good one.
I think that I will. That is the... I want to say that is probably one of the best rap songs that have ever been created because of the emotion that went into writing it and that went into the actual performing of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of Tupac songs, I feel like, are overproduced, like the actual music part. Like, I really like Ambitions of a Rider, right?
Yeah.
But it's hard to hear him over the actual like instrumental of the song.
I agree with that. So, I like my favorite Tupac song is Thug's Mansion, but yeah. The acoustic version of it.
Yes.
By far the best thing he ever
has. Biggie's not going acoustic on shit.
No. Biggie could not go acoustic on shit.
Also, there was that like Big Papa movie or whatever that came out and like
Notorious.
Yes, Notorious, yeah. Like early mid 2000s range.
That's
and
a good movie.
I saw that and I'm like, oh yeah, this dude's way better, right?
The best. Yeah.
All right, guys. Would you rather be reincarnated as a sea creature or as an airborne creature?
Do I get to pick, like, what airborne?
Oh, I thought you were going to... I was like, that's literally the fucking question.
Do I get to pick air or water? No, do I get to pick the creature I'm reborn as?
Yeah, sure.
I would probably go ocean or seaborne and just go, like, whatever the biggest whale is that just doesn't have any predators.
I don't think whales is in general... Do great white whales have predators?
Like, I think sperm whale. There's like orca whales and like...
Yeah, that can be eaten by like...
Yeah.
Yeah, other things.
There are smaller versions.
Yeah. Like a great white whale doesn't...
Like a blue whale.
A blue whale. Isn't a great white whale. I'm fucking stupid. Great white shark. God. Blue whale.
Which so, I guess if you're a great white shark, you're just kind of like meta at that point.
Yeah.
They don't have any predator, like anything to worry about.
Humans, yeah, I guess.
We kill like 100 million sharks a year.
I don't know. Is it that many?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's like a scary amount of sharks that we kill.
Aren't whales, don't they get killed a lot too?
Probably.
And they're like a whale dolphin thing in the whole Asian area.
Oh, yeah. South Park made an episode about that. I think.
Yeah.
About dolphins. I don't think it's about whales. I think it's about dolphins. Okay. Like what they do to dolphins.
I'm not picking dolphin, but.
I think I would take an air creature and pick like. An eagle or like a hawk or something that was like fast and like you could fly super fast. That'd be chill.
I wish I had
nothing
like that.
Would kill me.
I wish I had that like basic sound like basic podcaster like soundboard where like you could have said like eagle or hawk and I would have been like
like not to be too American.
How long do birds live?
More than a day, less than 100 years.
Hey Siri, how long does an eagle live?
12 years, that's my guess. Here's what I found from Wikipedia.org. The average lifespan of bald eagles in the wild is around 20 years, with the oldest confirmed, one having been 38 years of age. Damn.
Money, dude. Perfect.
38 years?
But you go sea turtle and live for 200, 300 years? Yeah. I mean,
dude, I don't want to live that long, man. Let me just eat my fish and have a few
think about
babies
Finding
and...
Nemo, though. You're on that current. The East Australian Current, is that what it is?
Something like that.
Just chilling. It'd be
fine. I'll take an eagle. I just want to fly around.
You're just
dude.
Patriotic. And
I just
want to
fly
that.
Around, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm going 100% sea creature, and it's one of two things, and they're very different things. I'm either going to be like a giant squid,
like a kraken.
Yeah. Okay, like I'm gonna be the squid that people were like, "Oh fuck, that's a mythical being." Like that's the size I'm gonna be. Or I'm going to be a jellyfish because those things are freaking cool.
How do they die? I don't know.
Jellyfish? Turtles eat them. They're technically immortal.
The lobsters are immortal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I went deep sea fishing one time and this guy caught a lobster that was like 4 foot long. It was the biggest thing I've ever, like the biggest lobster I've ever seen.
I don't.
Four feet?
Dude, it was as long as this table.
The size of like a middle schooler.
It was alarmingly big. And they were like, yeah, it won't taste good because it's so old.
Okay, flashback to our first episode real quick when we asked how many second graders we think we could take on before like we lose. That is a Bennett question. Bennett provided that one.
He
so now you have to answer it. How many second graders with the intent of killing you could you kill before you lose?
Okay, so the real question is, in how good of shape am I? Because
current.
Okay. The next question is...
No weapons.
Look, I think I could take a quite a few. Are they coming in droves? Or are they coming in like?
I mean, they're coming in as many that can. No, I mean they're coming in as many that could like realistically attack you at a time. Like if there's 1,000 second graders, they're not all attacking you at the same time. Okay, but okay. like 10 to 20 at a time.
Honestly, I think I could take like 50+, like some 50 to 100. I honestly think I could.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm a big guy. Like
my answer was like 30 to 50 was where I capped at.
You know, like one hard punch. Right in the nose. Second grader, not that big. I'm a big guy.
But you're also punching down. You're like, what, 6'2"?
Maybe I'm kicking. You know, maybe I'm kicking them in the face.
Yeah, that's fair.
And, you know, using them to... I could probably throw one a solid, you know, like 10 feet if I really had to.
I don't know.
If I got like a... You're throwing swing, like a...
You're throwing like a 50-pound, uneven, awkwardly weighted thing.
You know, like I'm thinking, like shot put, right? Like you get like a nice spin going and like release them, and it's the you know, the torque and then the
momentum,
circular motion, the momentum physics things that I haven't talked about in a long time.
The
but 10 feet,
circumference,
you know,
of a circle,
exactly.
Yeah, I know that's not what it is.
The
but
fact, you know, they're probably going to take out a few if I throw them like that.
Dude, the kryptonite is them hitting you in the balls.
Yeah, you're right.
That Michael brought that up. I was like, Caleb and I were like, oh, infinite. I mean,
no,
Caleb's
you'll like, get tired. You'll tire yourself
Caleb's
out.
Caleb's like, I will literally, it won't affect my day-to-day life. I will literally.
He said, I'll figure out a way to cook breakfast.
Yeah. That was Caleb's whole thing. And I was like, yeah, what if they kick you in the nuts? And Caleb's like, yeah. I'm
like
I
five.
About that. Like, it was like, never mind. I can kill one of them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, back to the sea creatures.
Also, on the lobster, there was a 44-pound lobster caught in Maine. There's something called like a colossal lobster, apparently.
Do you know, like sell that for meat, or do they like?
Because no, I'm pretty sure the meat's just like not good. It gets like tough at that point because it's just, you know what I mean.
Because I mean you're eating straight up lobster muscle.
Yeah,
it's like a lobster bodybuilder at that point.
Rock lobster. Dwayne,
nice.
Rock lobster.
Oh my god. Oh, dude. So to go back to jellyfish. Jellyfish are just the coolest things. Have you ever been to an aquarium and just like seen like 17 jellyfish just fucking being jellyfish?
Jellyfish freak me out, man.
Dude, they're so cool.
If I was an eagle, I would eat you.
Turtles eat jellyfish.
But does that not hurt them?
No.
Why?
Because they're turtles.
Is it like anonymity?
No, I have no clue.
Is it like the thing that clownfish live in? Like the...
Is it anemone? Like they eat the...
Anemone.
Like the floaty part and not the stingers.
The
or
bulb
like
at the top.
The bulba.
I don't have no clue.
I mean, it is the sweetest creature in the sea because of the jelly.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
That hurt me.
I'm trying
physically
to think.
But it's like, you know what? This rest of this episode's gonna be two guys in ties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck, guys. I'm heading out.
Even though, ironically, Bennett is wearing a tie right now, and me and Matt are not wearing
the only
ties.
Person to ever have a tie on. On
three
he guys
is the
ties.
Only one to ever wear a tie while we recorded.
I thought, you know,
dress for the occasion.
Dress for success. Yeah. Three guys in ties.
Look good, feel good.
Yeah. I'm here in a suit and a tie, and the two actual hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm napping over here in a chair
just
like
hanging
a cat.
Out.
Matt's sitting with headphones on. I have the fucking one with headphones on. Matt's sitting with sunglasses on. I'm just awkwardly sitting in a chair. It's a fun time. Anyway, would you guys rather be the guy who flips the switch during an execution or be the judge who orders the execution?
The judge.
Tell me why.
I'd rather be the judge than the executioner.
Tell me why.
Okay. My sentence is essentially, yes, I'm sentencing you to death, but if I'm flipping the switch, I'm literally killing you.
I mean, okay, who's more morally responsible? Why don't we just go into another philosophical debate? Also,
well,
I said
morally,
psychological on the last
the
episode.
The judge
wrong,
would be more morally responsible.
You think?
You could just hire... I mean, as long as the person is trained to do the job, there's really no morality behind doing your job if it's your job, right? Morality comes into play when you are making the decision to kill somebody.
Okay, so...
To sentence them to death. But the guy that flips the switch is getting paid to do that. That's his job.
There's still.
He didn't make the decision to get the guy.
There's still ethics involved in that, though, because you can't say that the person who flips the switch is not morally responsible. Because think of the atrocities that have happened to humanity over the last 100,000 years. I don't know, but think of how many atrocities have happened. Like, a lot of the stuff that's happened was somebody told somebody to do something. I mean, you're still morally responsible if you do the deed, because you have the free will to not do the deed, right?
I mean, you could quit your job, I guess.
I mean, yeah, you could.
But
not,
then they would just hire somebody else to do it.
Exactly. I mean, but there's still a moral responsibility if you're flipping the switch, isn't there?
I kind of sided with Matt on this one. I think, like, as the judge, right, if, let's say, you know, serial killer murdered a bunch of people, blah, 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 blah. They're in the South. They get sentenced to death. The judge is the one who levies the sentence once they are found guilty. So the judge technically could give them 8 life sentences, right? And then they would never, like, they would die in prison, but they wouldn't
get executed.
They wouldn't be executed. Where the guy who is the executor, in air quotes, is just a person who he didn't cause, you know, he didn't rule that.
He's like a cog in the machine.
Exactly.
Where the judge is who sends you to the machine.
Exactly.
Okay. I see the points that are being made, but, and yeah, they could always rehire another person, but I mean, that person who does it still, they have to have some responsibility for
it. I wonder what they get paid.
Dude, I do have a thing to say about executioners. Dude, why do they make hangmans look so fucking scary? Like, the guy who hangs people, I mean, I know we don't hang people anymore, but like...
With the black hood over his face.
Yeah, why did they make that guy, like, look like... Could you look any more like the bad guy in this situation?
My guess is probably because they didn't want people to know who was pulling the lever. So like when,
I, no, I get that.
Yeah, when people
like, yeah, but it's always hood. The 1 6-foot-5 jacked dude.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Okay, I feel like that's but, movie. Yeah. Like
you put a hood
like
on
John
it.
Cena puts on a mask.
Yes, exactly. Like, you still know it's John Cena. Yeah.
Dude, you put a hood on and cut eye holes out of it, and like that's your fucking your uniform.
This is based off of no knowledge. I would assume it is the mask is for like, hey, I'm not killing you.
The state is
right. So anonymity, maybe not even for the village or whatever,
yeah,
but just for the sake of like what's happening.
Yeah.
But I think the black is could be about like, okay, you're facing death. Like it's a symbolism of death.
Fair enough. They could have done, I mean, put them on like a plague mask or something less scary. Like
dude,
a plague mask. No, I know. That is terrifying, but that is less scary to me than somebody wearing a fucking hood like that. Dude,
put him in a clown wig. And
yes. Give him the clown
wig. Clown shoes. And they have to but tell I, at least one joke go, before they pull the lever.
I mean, I guess so, you could symbolism-wise, you could go one of two ways. You could go like, you know, Grim Reaper, death, black. Or you could go like, redemption, angel, reverence type stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they could have been...
Yeah, but that gets... Yeah, I mean, that gets almost theological at that point, which I guess most hangings are... I mean, most laws based off of religion at some point, so I guess you could do a theological take on it, and that makes sense. I get that.
Yeah.
That'd be even weirder, though. Something angel wings, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's weird.
A little, like, gold circlet on their head.
I know you haven't... Well, you've watched the first season of Game of Thrones. You ever watched...
Yeah, first season, yeah.
Just the first season?
I've seen... Okay. Me and my wife have seen, like, halfway through season 2, but then, like, it's one of those shows that you have to be paying attention to.
And you didn't pay attention
to No, we paid attention to everything, but it's... We've gotten to the point where it's, like, whenever we do watch TV and we're on the same schedule, it's, like, we're both tired.
I feel that.
And so we don't want to watch an episode because we know we're going to miss something. So we're like halfway through season 2, but we've seen all season 1.
Okay, so this is just a season 1.
Yeah.
One of you fall asleep.
Literally.
Exactly. Right? With that show, you fall asleep for 20 minutes, you missed a ton.
Literally the first episode of that show, he like sentenced someone to death. And yeah, he's like, if you give the sentence, you have to carry it out. And I'm like, man, some mad respect right there. Like, you're the one saying somebody's got to die and you're the one doing it. Like, you got to respect the guy for it.
Oh, that'd be a plot twist if the judge had to be the executioner.
Dude, like, I mean, if you're going to sentence someone to, if you're going to sentence someone to death, I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, usually, right, when some, like you said, the guy who flips the switch, right? Usually, I'm pretty sure they have like multiple switches and a bunch of people, or like a button, right?
Yeah,
and like five
people
press it.
It's not just one guy.
Yeah, it's like five people press it and one of them actually does it. So no one actually knows who did it. It's like a blind,
I think that's,
blind test.
I don't think
it was that way with gun.
Yeah, I know that's
too.
It's that way with like a firing squad, but I don't think with lethal injection and like the electric chair and other stuff, other ways doing it.
I would assume.
Which way would you, okay, you're sentenced to death. Which method do you choose?
Firing squad.
I go guillotine.
You're fucking crazy. Firing squad.
Oh, dude, guillotine, it's so instantaneous. So you don't feel squad. Anything. Dude, you can get shot and feel it for a while.
Dude, it's somebody who's militarily trained, and they're shooting me in the back of the head. I don't think I'm feeling that one.
Oh, I guess, yeah, if they shoot you in the head.
Yeah.
I don't know. Still guillotine, probably.
Dude, I think
lethal injection.
Really?
No, absolutely not.
You're crazy.
Absolutely not.
That's the worst one.
Yeah, it would probably be something quick. Honestly, hanging, I don't
Electric chair seems like a terrible option.
Yeah. Hanging wouldn't be that bad if they do it right, but the problem
was... And they break your neck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem was they would... Half the time, they wouldn't do it right. You would drop too far, and they'd pull your head off, or...
I mean, is that the worst thing?
Probably not. Or you wouldn't drop far enough, and it wouldn't break your neck, and you die. Strangle, yeah.
Yeah. I think hanging... Hanging is the bottom of the list for me because that one just seems like the worst one. But like,
I don't know, electric chairs.
Electric chair is pretty
for
bad.
Me is very close because you don't instantly die from electrocution.
There was a now this is actually a really sad story, and it's back in the early 19 whenever like the electric chair was somewhat newer, and I think it was in like Missouri, and it really boils down to it was a racial issue is what it boiled down to. But there was a kid who was like 17. And then it came up the whole ethical debates of like, hey, we're killing minors at this point. But he's like 17. He got framed for a murder that he straight up did not commit. Like, it has been proven he did not kill this woman. And they sentenced him to the electric chair. They flipped the switch on the electric chair. He got shocked, but he did not die. And then everyone was like, hey, like, he didn't fucking do it to begin with. Don't send him back, blah, blah, blah. And then I really think it was Missouri or Mississippi. It was a southern state.
Yeah.
I feel like it was Missouri or Mississippi. I really want to say Missouri. And like 100 days go by and they send him back to the chair and they got him the second time. But like, dude survived the electric chair.
Oh, is that a thing? If you survive your execution, are you free after that?
Dude, I feel like you almost should be. Like, I mean, I don't know, dude. They shoot me in the back of the head and I survive. Yeah, like just...
Okay, I wonder if there's a loophole in this of electrocution, you die for like... 2 minutes and then you come back.
Not to make another Game of Thrones reference, but here we go. So in Game of Thrones, Jon Snow, he goes to work for the wall. He's a what are they called? The Night Guard, right?
No, it's not the Black Guard.
It's the Night Guard, isn't it?
Night's Watch.
there it is.
Figured it out. So he goes to the Night's Watch. Can I spoil like season 4 or 5 for you guys? Jon Snow gets murdered.
What a bitch.
He gets eviscerated. He's the commander of the Night's Watch, gets stabbed by members of the Night Watch, and then a sorceress, essentially, brings him back to life. And he's like, all right, I'm fucking done here. And they're like, no, you're not done here. This is till death. And he's like, I already fucking died.
Because of you guys.
Yeah.
If I have a job and they kill me, I'll quit that job if I come back to life.
Yeah, I think it's kind of...
You don't go punch back in the next day. Like, all right.
Let's do it again. No. Yeah. So it just made me laugh. That's what made me think of. Because, like, he got murdered, brought back to life. And they're like, yeah, where you going? He's like, the fuck away from here. Where do you think I'm going? You think I'm hanging out? Like, y'all are crazy. You think I'm hanging out?
Yeah.
Oh, what a show. You guys do need to finish it, even though.
Speaking of executions.
Let's do it.
What would be your last meal?
Oh, I like that question. Anything I want?
Yeah, it's anything you want.
How much stuff do I get?
You get it's literally anything. You get to pick whatever you want, and they have to provide it for you.
Okay. Obviously, got to go the American classic. Get me a steak, first off and foremost.
Where from, though?
I don't fucking know. Like,
just the best steak.
Just
like,
the best steak.
Just a good old steak. Get me some crab legs, some shrimp, some loaded cheese fries.
I think I eat that puffer fish that kills me. Like, you're not getting the pleasure.
Yeah, for my last meal, I would like a steak laced with cyanide if I could.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Just bring me all the chemicals in a chemistry lab and
let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's just.
I'm either going to turn into the Hulk and escape, or I'm going to kill myself. So. Yeah.
It's a 50-50 shot. We either are inventing a superhero or I'm saving the taxpayers a couple of dollars. What do you want?
Yeah.
That's fair.
What's your last meal, Bennett?
Okay, I think I'm going for the main course, right? You get beef brisket. beef brisket. I think that's the main one.
That's a good one.
Like some potato wedges in there. Not fries, not
KFC
mashed potatoes.
Potato wedges.
But some like potato wedges.
Some
like
fresh out of the fryer KFC potato wedges.
Yeah.
Dude, those are good.
Those are
I think
good.
You do have some greens in there. Probably like southern.
Still health conscious.
Yeah, southern style green beans with bacon, of course.
Bro,
right?
My last meal, you think I'm eating a thing that's healthy?
I mean, it's not that healthy if it's cooked with bacon and salt, right? It's not that good.
Man, I want a steak covered in fucking Skittles for my last meal. Like, I want it to be the most unhealthy thing.
I think for dessert, though, I'm eating like a whole apple pie with ice cream. Like, hot apple pie, scoop of ice cream on top. Oh. Like...
Sounds good.
Don't
go
for
hungry.
Red velvet cake for my final dessert.
I mean, I feel like you just throw a whole, you know, like list of stuff on there and then...
I don't know. I would say human. Just to like really... Because then they're like, well, what do we do here?
I don't know if they will provide that for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. You're like, well, that's
create
my last
a paradox
meal.
In the prison. Yeah. No, there was...
I'm trying to get out of this.
There was a guy who I think it was. He was like, "Yeah, I want to eat." It was like a cannibal. And he was like, "Yeah, I just want to eat a person for my last meal." And people were like, "Yeah, like you have my fucking foot or something like that." And they're like, "No." Nah.
The jail's getting like body parts mailed to them.
Oh, fucking Van Gogh just cutting his ear off.
I don't think that would work. Yeah, I don't think they would allow that. Be like, be "Yeah, like, I guess you can eat nothing, or you can actually give us something." Yeah, that's probably what I would do if I was in charge.
I don't think they'd be like, "Dang, you got us."
Yeah. But yeah, we can't honor that one, so you're free to go. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Do you think cell phones are making us more stupid as a population? And why?
No.
No, because I think it's this this like infinite availability of knowledge at all times. So as long as you have it, you're inherently better.
I think...
Because if I asked you what was the most a lobster caught has been, you know, weight, the highest weight a lobster has, and you don't have the ability to look it up, and I do, I have that information and you don't.
But are you smarter because you have a device? Or are you less smart and you just know how to use the device?
But then again, you could, okay, so flip the script. 100 years ago, we're talking about the origins of something, right?
Yeah.
I have the book that talks about that. You don't.
Yeah.
Am I smarter?
If you've read it, I would say you are.
But what's the difference in me Googling something or Yahooing it for the older people listening?
Okay. So go with me on a journey here, right? Like before phones, we had to memorize numbers, right? Before cell phones.
Yeah, like
you had to like memorize your number, or you had to memorize your friend's number. But it was in there. It was stuck. I still have friends' numbers memorized from when I was a kid, you know?
I don't think it makes us dumber. I think it was unnecessary bandwidth that we were using.
Yeah,
I think we've got like X amount of bandwidth or capacity in our brain. And now instead of having to bog it down with, okay, I got to remember directions here. I got to remember all these phone numbers. That's really not shit that you need to have memorized. You have it in a phone. You have a map system. You've got all of this stuff.
That's true.
So yeah, now your brain is more available bandwidth-wise to actually obtain some knowledge that might be beneficial.
Having said that, now he just made me think of something. I don't think we may have more room for, you know, different stuff in our head now because we don't have to memorize phone numbers, whatever else. I don't think everyone uses
Are we
that
using
extra
it?
Room.
Exactly.
So I think as a general population, we don't use that.
I do feel like overall, like the 100-year or whatever the number is, but like information turnover for us is so much more.
Yeah.
Everything is just short term. We're constantly learning new things, but forgetting things that just aren't relevant.
Yeah.
So like
where it used to like, dude, people were like masters in what they did.
Exactly.
They studied that one thing.
That was the point I was
going
to make. So I read a book about Thomas Jefferson, right? And he was that Thomas Jefferson learned how to speak fluent Spanish in 2 weeks with a copy of Don Quixote and a like English to Spanish like translate. Like,
he also
book. He also spoke French. He also
say,
spoke Latin.
He also spoke.
Or he didn't speak Latin, but he knew Latin.
The thing about European, a lot of the European and the love language as a whole. I mean, if you speak Spanish, like okay, so my mom is fluent Spanish speaker. She is from Spain, grew up in Spain. She can't speak Italian,
mm-hmm.
but she can talk to an Italian person in Spanish. She can have a conversation. They can speak Italian to her. She can speak Spanish to them, and they could.
understand.
They could figure it out.
The point I'm trying to make is Thomas Jefferson didn't have a phone. He didn't, but he used his brain. I feel like he used his brain more than the average smart person uses their brain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule.
Well, I'm talking like
Thomas Jefferson. Gay Thomas Jefferson.
As an example, right? Like, he would teach himself things. He had his own library, right? And like would read up on things.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we have Google, but it's like,
yeah, but
we only Google fun facts. We're not like Googling like how to.
We're not.
Yes.
But we're the average person. The average person back then didn't have a library
that
they were
teaching
themselves. I think like Elon Musk.
Think of the smartest people alive today. Well, that's actually not a fair comparison because the smartest people alive today have the information that they know built off of the information of the smartest people 100 years ago.
It's a little different.
So it's a different level of knowledge, but...
That is interesting, though. Like, they had made building blocks. Are we still doing that with technology?
We are. We have to be, man. Like,
we're making technology advance.
Which is the building blocks for future technological advancements. Because, like, all the stuff going on with the space race, essentially, right now, you know, you have Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, NASA, China, like, everyone who's going to space right now, that is setting the groundwork for... traveling to Mars, traveling to...
Right, and then that just being common.
We're traveling to different, like, the moons of Jupiter and Saturn, interstellar travel. That's what's happening in our world right now. That's the building blocks. Whereas 60 years ago, 50 years... How long? 1969 is when we put a man on the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is that, 52? 52 years ago?
Allegedly.
Shut.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Didn't happen, but...
Yeah, Steven Spielberg, he shot all that? No, anyway. So 52 years ago, the technology that got us to space, got us to the moon and everything, is the technology that we've built upon in the last 52 years.
All I'm saying is if we went in 69, why haven't we done it again?
We have in the 70s, but why would we?
If it's so easy to do, we...
It's not easy to do. It costs billions of dollars, time, resources, everything. Why would we?
Which we didn't have back then, so...
We didn't have time, resources, or money?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We had to borrow.
We're still borrowing. We're $18 trillion in debt as a nation. Anyway, guys, I think that's going to wrap up our episode this week. A special thanks to our special, special boy guest, Bennett.
Thank you, Bennett.
I appreciate it, guys. It was fun talking about, you know, punching second graders and eating last meals. And,
and my butt getting stung by
and
bees.
Your butt getting hurt.
By my neighbor.
By your neighbor, yes. So,
I don't know why I called you a special, special boy, Bennett. It felt right in the moment, and I'm living to regret it, so I apologize for that. But, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hurt deeply, and I'll never speak to you again, so it's fine.
Yay. Anyway, thank you all again. Another shout out to our sponsor, Uday, at the Nutty Java and the John City Mall. Use our promo code SCURVY10 for 10% off your entire order. And thank you guys for checking out our podcast and the continued support. We appreciate that more than you know. And we will catch you next week. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Peace.